نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا إن الدنيا دار من لا دار له، ومال من لا مال له، ولها يجمع من لا عقل له، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and sisters, if we look at the structure of our body, this structure itself tells us that Allah has made us for action. Allah did not made our structure, the body of our, the structure of our body, like snake, you know, which can only eat and sleep. That's all the snake can do. It can only hurt others, it can only eat, it can only fulfill its belly and sleep and lay around. Allah did not made us like that. This structure of our body is telling us that you are made for deeds, to do something. Now, my dear respected brothers and sisters, that is why Allah has mentioned the purpose of our life is who is going to do the best of deeds. We are going to do deeds. We are going constantly 24/7 from my body, deeds are coming out. Actions are taking place. This is a machine of actions. Every single moment in my life, I'm doing something. Now, this deed, either it is pleasing Allah or either it is displeasing Allah. Now, this is the test we all are in all of our life until we go into our grave. We are in the test. Then are we going to choose the good deeds to do or the bad deeds to do? These are the two options we have. Now, but the question is, the interesting thing is, this ability to do good deeds also comes from Allah. Nobody is totally to have total hold of this, that he can do good deeds himself. No. This is what I really want to share today. Nobody can wake up one day and say, okay, from now I'm going to become an angel. From now I'm going to quit everything, all the bad I'm doing in my life, and I'm going to become the Junaid Baghdadi of this time. No. This is not going to, Imam Bukhari of this time. No. This is not going to happen. You can't change yourself totally like that in a moment. No. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made us understand, gave us this right understanding how to get this ability to good deeds from Allah. Now, this is the job of Anbiya alayhim as-salam. Prophets come to this world to do this job. Their mission of their lives is this, to teach people how to fulfill the purpose of their life in a beautiful manner. To teach people what is good and what is wrong. How to train yourself for good deeds. There are only two kinds of deeds. One is eternal deeds. One is external deeds. Eternal deeds are those deeds which are related to my heart, my faith, the feelings I have in my heart for others, for Allah and for others. Do I have faith in Allah? Do I have trust in Allah? Do I have love of Allah? Do I have fear of Allah? Do I have friendship with Allah? Do I have taqwa? All this has to do with the heart. The deeds of the heart. These are the internal deeds. And they are similarly, they are bad deeds also. Having no hope in Allah. Having no connection of Allah. having no love of Allah, having no fear of Allah, bad deeds, having hatred of others, belittling others, backbiting others. All of these are bad deeds of the hearts. And then external good deeds and bad deeds. What I do, the salah I offer all day, the whole body is used in salah. The tilawat I do, my tongue is used in tilawat. Dhikr I do. All of these are external good deeds. So they are external bad deeds, external good deeds. So Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they come to teach people what are the good deeds and what are the bad deeds. And they don't only teach people, they show people practically what it is. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his life is exactly what Quran is. You want to see a living Quran, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. And this is exactly how those people who were trained by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were introduced. When somebody asked, who are the Sahaba, who are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who are the students of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So the answer was, Kanu kitabullahi yamshun ala al-ard. They were the book of Allah walking on the face of earth. Yeah. So my dear brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us one dua. I was sitting with my teacher recently, and he said to us that all my life experience I'm giving it to you. All the books I have read, all the Quran and Hadith, and all the sayings of the pious predecessors, whatever I have learned, the khulasa, the summary of it is in these three things. Should I give? Three things. He said, if a person shows need to Allah, that I want to become good. Shows need, talab. This is the first step of hidayat, of success of this life and in the hereafter. If a person shows need, that I really want hidayat. Second thing is, he starts making effort as much he can. As much he can. And third thing, he starts to make dua. Talab, need, some effort and dua. He said if a person does these three things, even if he doesn't get, even if he doesn't become the good he wants to become, Allah will write him in that level. Allah will raise him in that level on the day of judgment. If he does these three things. Even if he doesn't become good, even if he doesn't get to quit all the bad he is doing, Allah will still raise him in those people who were totally pious. Three things. Need, some effort, and dua. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka tawfiqa ahlil huda wa a'mala ahlil yaqeen wal munasahata ahlil tawba wal jidda ahlil khashya wal raghbata wal jidda ahlil khashya wa irfana ahlil ilm hatta alqaak wa ta'abuda ahlil raghba وَعِرْفَانَ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ حَتَّى أَلْقَاكَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. You know, ulama has written that all entire knowledge of spirituality is comprehended in this one dua. This is a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his statements, his duas were so comprehensive that it compiles everything. There's nothing left after this dua. O Allah, I ask you the ability, tawfiq of those people who are rightly guided. Wa a'mala ahlil yaqeen. I ask you the deeds of those people who have complete faith. Wa jidda ahlil khashiyah. Those people who really fear Allah in akhirat, the way they strive in good amals, I ask you that kind of strive. Wa ta'abuda ahlil wara. Ahlil wara. Those people who really have consciousness of Allah, the way they worship Allah, I want you to give me that worship. I want you to let me worship you like those people who have really consciousness of Allah. Wa irfana ahli al-ilm, and I want you to recognize that like the people who have knowledge recognize you. Until when I need all of this? Until when? Hatta alqaak. Until I meet you. I keep on needing this until I meet you. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, we need to ask Allah. We need to ask Allah to give us the ability to do good. And then there are certain times, certain seasons in which Allah opens up the door of giving goodness widely. Allah opened wide doors to give this goodness. Now even in that season, even in that certain times, if a person is deprived, then he is a really real deprived one. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allahu Akbar, even the person who cannot get himself forgiven in the month of Ramadan, he is a real loser. Even that, Allah was out to give everything. Allah's treasures were open, the door of Rahmat was open, and he still couldn't get anything. He still couldn't get to change his life. He still couldn't get all of these ability from Allah. He is a real loser. That means he really did not want it. That means there is no need in his heart. This is why Rahmatan lil Alameen made dua against him. He's a real loser. May Allah destroy him. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is one thing I want to share with everyone. Second thing is that, look, quickly understand this, that, you know, when a person is living in a very poor house, very old house, the house which doesn't have many facilities, and in a very poor society, and he buys a house in a very good society, in a very good area, and he buys a very luxury house, is he going to find his heart in this poor house, in this old house? He is going to be counting every moment, when my time is going to be over in this house so I can move out to that house. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he himself went to see Jannat in this very life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him that alam of akhirat, showed him Jannat, that ultimate luxury. Allah showed him already. Now do you think Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will find his heart in this dunya? Will have some attachment with this dunya? That's why he used to say, if I say salam on one side, I have no hope of saying salam on the other side. No attachment. What mali walid dunya? What connection is there between me and dunya? I have no connection, no interest at all. But that person who had no connection at all with this dunya, he still asked in the month of Rajab and Shaban, oh Allah, I want to live more. Please let me live more so I can get Ramadan. So I can get to Ramadan. Because he even knew what rahmat and barakat and blessings of Allah falls and showers in the month of Ramadan. He don't wanna be deprived from that. He said, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balligh. Oh Allah, let me reach Ramadan. Please don't. He don't wanna move out from that poor house. He wanna live there until Ramadan. So my dear brothers and sisters, tonight is the night to prepare for Ramadan. This is the opening ceremony of month of Ramadan. And the 15th night of Shaban, there are numerous ahadith. There's no time to go into them, but it's a very blessed night. In this night, that upcoming, you know, before the rain showers, before the rain falls, the clouds, they cover the whole heaven. They cover the whole sky. Now tonight is the night when the clouds are getting together and it's about to rain. So tonight is the night of repentance. That tonight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one hadith it comes that all night long, from the sunset till the sunrise, all night long Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this announcement tonight, in the night of 15th night of Shaban. Is there anyone who wants forgiveness so I can forgive him? Is there anyone who wants ease in his sustenance so I can provide him sustenance? Is there anyone who wants to get cured from the illnesses he has so I can cure him? This announcement is going to be made all night long. And all the fuqaha, all the mashayikh, all the pious people in the history of Islam used to take care of this night. So the easiest way to take care of this night and to avail the opportunity of this night is that first thing we do, we should not commit any sin in this night. So we are not deprived from the blessings of this night. You know, one shaykh, he has written in one book that Aisha radiallahu anha was such that if she used to be sitting in her room and she used to hear the ring of the bell, the ring bell, she used to put her fingers so tightly into her ears that she used to say that this I have heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whoever will listen to music, Allah will put melted metal in his ears on the Day of Judgment. Melted metal is going to be poured into his ears. So she used to tightly close his ears, her ears, by putting his finger inside. By just listening to the ring of the bell. What about songs? What about movies? What about this? So even if Ramadan is getting closer and we are still in this, my dear brothers and sisters, this is something, this is the night to wake ourselves up. So inshallah, in the prepare of Ramadan, we will start preparing from Ramadan tonight. That we get used to offering salah on time. We get used to sleeping on time and waking up early in tahajjud. And we get used to reciting Quran and staying away from sins. This is the night to repent. This is the night to change ourselves. This is the night to put the brakes on, inshallah. So inshallah, the last thing about the fasting for tomorrow, it is not necessary, and it is not wajib, or it is not necessary to fast tomorrow. It is just mustahab. It's very liked to fast tomorrow, and the hadith, they are very weak, which tells the virtues of fasting tomorrow. But since it's a month of Shaaban, and tomorrow is Thursday also, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to excessively fast in the month of Shaaban. Most of the days, this is what comes in the hadith, most of the days of Shaaban he used to fast. Mm-hmm. Right? Some days he used to miss. Some days. 2-3 days are missed. Otherwise, most of the month of Ramadan, month of Shaaban he used to fast. And every Monday and Thursday he used to fast. So we can make the niyat of 15 Shaaban also. We can make the niyat of the month of Shaaban also. We can make the niyat of Thursday also, inshallah. So the more we get used to amal, the easy is going to be for us to avail the opportunity of Ramadan. Otherwise, my dear brothers and sisters, we're going to be wasting Ramadan again, like we have wasted all our lives. We don't want to waste another opportunity. Inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.